The Food and Drug Administration is requiring new information on nutritional labels. Starting in 2006, food makers will have to show the amount of artery-clogging trans fat their products contain. The new rule is the latest effort by the FDA to encourage healthier diets. Some big food producers also are taking steps to help fat-loving Americans slim down, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan complains shoppers in the supermarket can find more information about taste, price, and convenience than about which foods are good for them. By improving nutritional labels, McClellan hopes consumers will make better choices. He's also challenging the food industry to make healthier diets more appealing. There's plenty of room for improvement. Nearly two-thirds of Americans are overweight, and obesity contributes to an estimated 300,000 deaths each year. Last month in Boston, public health experts teamed up with law professors to explore legal approaches to the growing epidemic. Organizer Ben Kelly says they talked about ways to force changes in the food industry through regulation, legislation, and possibly lawsuits.
From the public health standpoint, we talk about environments, much of it influenced by parts of the food industry that market and package and promote and distribute foods that are high in obesity generation.
So far, lawsuits targeting high-fat foods have not gone very far. They've been criticized as the work of money-grubbing trial lawyers seeking deep-fried pockets and parodied in this advertisement from the food industry-sponsored Center for Consumer Freedom.
According to the latest study, if you eat a wheelbarrow full of cheese fries each week, the cheese fries are to blame when people call you Big Daddy Large Pants. According to the latest study, your supersized punch could be a greedy trial lawyer's supersized paycheck.
But despite the chuckles, analysts from UBS Warburg and J.P. Morgan Chase have warned investors to think about lawsuits and other obesity risks facing big food companies. And there are some early signs that the diet debate is making a difference. Frito-Lay is eliminating trans fats from some of its most popular snack foods. McDonald's has appointed a healthy lifestyles executive. And last week, Kraft, the nation's largest food company, announced a series of steps to address rising obesity rates around the world. The maker of Oreos, Velveeta, and Oscar Mayer may be especially wary of lawsuits, since its sister company is tobacco giant Philip Morris. Senior Vice President Michael Mudd says Kraft recognizes that it has a role to play in addressing the obesity problem.
We're making these commitments first and foremost because we do think it's the right thing to do for the people who use our products and for our business. If along the way these steps happen to discourage a plaintiff's attorney or unwarranted legislation, that's just fine with us.
Kraft's announcement consists of guidelines more than specific actions, and the company says they'll take 2 or 3 years to implement. Kraft promises to stop marketing to children in schools. It may make small but significant ingredient changes, and the company plans to limit individual portion sizes. Research by Professor Barry Popkin at the University of North Carolina shows portion sizes have grown substantially over the last 20 years, not just supersized fast food meals, but also the snacks and meals we eat at home. An average serving of salty snacks, for example, has grown by nearly 90 calories. Eat that once a day, and you can expect to gain an extra 9 pounds a year. Until recently, Popkin says, the food industry tended to blame our expanding waistlines on more sedentary lifestyles. But now, he says, some companies are beginning to acknowledge that diet is also important.
The food industry is worried. Many, many of them are creating commissions. They're saying that we're going to try to find ways to make more healthful products available and cut portion sizes. I want to see it happen.
Ultimately, though, healthier products will have to succeed in the marketplace. This week, Jack in the Box became the first major fast food chain to offer a reduced-fat turkey burger. The San Diego-based company says consumers have been asking for such an alternative, but adds it's what people actually buy that really counts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.